Today is Thursday, April 3rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Film Score Day. It's also National Find a Rainbow Day, National Tweed Day, National Burrito Day, and last but not least, National Chocolate Mousse Day. I think I'll make burritos for National Burrito Day. I could do that. Not a big deal. I'm always looking for things that I don't, you know, things to put into my rotation that I don't regularly put in my rotation, is what I'm saying. All right, well, let's have a look and see if we have any contact. We do not have any messages. I'll just remind everyone, you can message 479-221-9393 is the way you can message or call. So I'm going to also check and see really quick if we got any calls. So let's have a look here. See if we got any calls. No, we did not get any calls either. So no messages. Well, what has been going on? Firstly, we are building a brand new sanctuary at my church, and it's almost done. And we're not playing right now. I think I mentioned that, but I thought we were not having rehearsal. And so Wednesday evening after work, I was thinking, oh, great, I get to go home. And then someone text messaged and said, hey, guys, I'm not available for rehearsal tonight, which let me know that we were supposed to have rehearsal. But I had already sort of got it in my head that I was going to come home. I was going to cook. I was going to... There were things that I had kind of set in motion in my head that I was going to do. And I decided that I was not going to go to rehearsal. So I texted everyone and said, ooh, and said, I'm sleepy, but that's not what I said. I said, I made other plans because I thought we weren't rehearsing. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to make it. So there you go. I did that. All right. So going back to kind of what I did. So on Tuesday, of course, I was dealing with the internet issue, which I'll talk a little bit more about on The Mix. But I also cooked for Throwing Down. And so we were cooking this dish that, and I don't think I talked about this because I think I recorded before I cooked it, but it was basically chicken thighs with, and it was boneless, skinless chicken thighs, which is great because that's less calories. I'm just looking to see if my dog is here. And she is. She likes to prop her head on things. So it had chicken thighs, it had mushrooms, it had onions. And so basically you caramelize the onions and the mushrooms together. And then you add the chicken thighs and you have like a marinade on the chicken thighs of honey, oil, like olive oil, sherry vinegar, which I used red wine vinegar instead, some mustard, some chili flakes, salt. I can't remember. There was probably something else, but that's what I can remember from it. And you do all of that, you let that sit while you're chopping up the onions and the mushrooms and everything, and then you saute the onions and the mushrooms for maybe 10 minutes, something like that, separately. So you do the onions first for 4, and you stir them like every minute, and you're trying, no oil, you're just trying to get them to shrivel down, you add a little salt, you're trying to get them to shrivel down and start cooking. And then you put in the mushrooms and you do the same thing. You stir around a minute, stir around again another minute, stir around again another minute. But I think I did ultimately 10 to 12 minutes to, because I was trying to get color, because you want to get color on both the mushrooms and the onions. Then you add in the chicken. It's raw. So you make a space. You push the onions and the mushrooms over to the side. You put the chicken in and let that cook for a certain amount of time. And then you add the marinade in, any leftover marinade, and you cook all of that together for 10-15 minutes until everything is done, basically. And the onions and the mushrooms cook down, and they make this caramelized kind of almost like a sauce that glazes the chicken, and then the chicken is, it was so good. It was very tasty, and you serve it over rice or over pasta. I served it over pasta. I did a little bit of orchetti, and I had orchetti and the fusilli, I'm going to say, but I didn't have enough of either one of those to make two servings, so I mixed them together, and it worked fine. The orchetti takes a little bit longer to cook than the fusilli, so I put the orchetti in first, gave it a three-minute head start, which I set on a timer, and then I put in the fusilli, did the rest of the time, put it in the bowls, put the chicken and mushrooms and everything on top of that, put a little bit of fresh parsley on top of that, and then used my microplane, which is, as we know, my favorite new kitchen tool because it works so well. I used to use a grater for this, and I bought a really cheap, air quotes, microplane, a Zester is what they called it, at Kroger or a grocery store of some sort. So it wasn't even, it's not like I went to Williams and Sonoma and bought something. Anyway, someone had suggested this microplane on Amazon, and it's so good. It works so well. And now I want to zest things, and I want to, but anyway, I grated Parmesan cheese over the top of it. That was called for in the recipe, but I also had bought some Parmesan cheese for something else the other day, and I need to use it. So I've been putting Parmesan cheese on top of everything. Other than that, I also did a little bit more work on my desk area. I have so many cords. Mark was saying, oh my God, Boyfie, your cords are giving me nightmares or something. I can't remember the exact terminology that he used, but he's like, oh, your cords are making me nervous. But it's so much better than it was. First of all, I've removed a bunch of cords that I wasn't even using anymore that I had unhooked, but just left hanging wherever they were, so I had removed a bunch of them. But unfortunately, I have a lot of technical equipment required to do all the podcasting that I do. Maybe it's not required, but it's used. So right now, I have a work, not related to podcasting, I have a work laptop. And then I have three Mac Minis that I've accumulated over the past, let's say, 5 years. And I use each of them for the video version of the show to have do different screen sharing and stuff like that. I have a Dell gaming computer that I bought myself, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And I use that for programming and stuff that I really need a lot of GPU power. So Blender, stuff like that. But I also use that on the video version of the podcast. And then I have a personal laptop that I've had for quite a while, 5 years, 6 years, but I don't get rid of things, so it's here. So right now, just at my desk alone, I have 6 computers at my desk. And then not only that, but I have another one that doesn't work anymore that I'm probably going to in one of those little mini media PC things, that an Acer or something like that, that was popular back in the day. And it doesn't work right now very well. It'll boot up, but it's super slow. The new versions of Windows just don't do well on it because it's just not really capable of running that. So I'm thinking I'm going to put some version of Linux on it, and I'm going to use it for something. But anyway, that's an 8th computer. And then, of course, I have every single computer that I've ever owned in the closet. So who knows how many computers I have here. I could start a parts store or something for computers. So I did do some work. I had 3D printed some more stuff to kind of secure things under my desk. And so I'm trying to fasten as much to the desktops itself as possible, because it's a standing desk, and so when it goes up and down, I can't have all these cords getting tangled and caught and whatever, but also it just looks nasty. So I did a little bit of work on that, but I really didn't get a whole lot done, to be honest. I had to cook, I had to, you know, there was a lot that I had to do last night. And so I cooked, and then we ate, and we had started a new show called Paradise. And I won't spoil anything on it, but it doesn't, it's not the type of show that I expected it to be. And I'm enjoying it, but basically there's a president, you know, there's a president, there's Secret Service, there's, you know, intrigue and other things like that. And I'm, so far I'm enjoying it, but we started that. We watched a couple of episodes of that. I recorded Throwing Down. You guys, someone in the Throwing Down chat room made a comment about, like, the Pride 48 website is hot garbage. Look. And I'm now on medication and in therapy. So I said to them, I said, hey, why don't we try to spread some positivity instead of making negative comments? I wrote that. I created that website. And even if it is hot garbage, there's no need to say negative things out loud. So go at them. I stood up for myself. I also don't think it's hot garbage. It's not the best website in the world, but I mean, it was created, what, 10 years ago or something like that, and I haven't really updated it much since then. So yeah, there are some things that could be done. I have other projects I'm working on at the moment, but anyway, I stood up for myself, so there you go. They were perfectly nice for the rest of the podcast as well. All right, well, I'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.